Hello. I want to give some thought today to what would happen if you lost your hand or your hands. But we'll go with one hand for now because that seems a little less harsh. This was brought home to me quite badly this morning. I don't usually injure myself. In fact, Becca actually injures herself a lot more than I do. But I'm usually pretty okay. So I was unboxing. This whole weekend I've got some new Transformer toys and it was going to be dedicated to playing with them. For a lot of it anyway. So I have a huge one called Metroplex who is like 2 feet tall. And obviously he's got very, very strong twisty ties to hold him in this box. And these particular twisty ties, it looked like you couldn't undo them without cutting them. It looked like you had to cut them. As it turns out, you could undo them. I guess I wasn't patient enough. But I had a pair of scissors. And because I didn't want to scratch the figure, I sort of held... I held these scissors in sort of one hand and lifted the wire with the other hand, and then I went snip. And unfortunately, my finger was in the way of the scissors, and it didn't chop anything off as such, but it did cut a very nasty cut into my finger. And I don't think Metroplex has got any blood on him, though I'll have to check this, but basically, the finger... There was a lot of blood, and I didn't want to stain any toys or the chairs or anything, so I had to put a plaster on it. Luckily, there was a plaster, and then cover it in sellotape to hold the plaster on, because it's right at the end of the pad of your finger. And now the finger is kind of usable. I have been playing with Transformers and things, but I can't type properly, and I can't really... Well, it's hard. It's really hard to type or feel anything with this finger. And it's still painful, so I don't think I can take it off, the plaster off just yet. I will... at some point, probably tomorrow morning. And it got me thinking, like, I've had this happen a few times. Pad on my finger has had a problem. But not usually, well, not for a long time, not for maybe 10 years. It's so debilitating when you've got, when you've lost one hand or something. And it's, I really admire people who can function with one arm. I mean, I've only got lost one finger. You know, and I'm sort of learning to adapt and things. But it's very difficult. And... I use that finger for my phone and for braille reading. I mean, I don't really read braille, but I use it for everything. And it's really, really weird. It's my right index finger, and it's, oh dear. Yeah, it got me thinking, like, how lucky we are. Those of us who have all our limbs and our body parts, you know, it's it must be very difficult. For anyone who hasn't read it, I recommend go and read Douglas Bader, Reach for the Skies. He was an amazing World War II squadron leader that lost both his legs. And in fact, the second time he went down the plane crash, he was having plane crashes, this guy, was getting shot down. But the second time this happened, the loss of his legs was what saved his life, because he could unstrap his artificial legs and jump out. They were trapped under the console of the plane, so it's incredible, really. But yeah, just some food for thought for the day. And now I've got to try and type this audio boo title into the iPhone by using a different finger, or just using Siri to dictate it. Lost the Siri today. Can't stop this either.
Home.
Oh messages. Dear.
Find the app switcher. Home. Audio boo. Running.
Let's see if we can
audio
stop.
Boo. Pause recording.
Bye bye.